Tune in and hang on tight as Fish Talk Radio takes you on a fishing adventure. We'll take you places you have only yet desired and the familiar favorites with live on-the-water insider tips. Join the party for a blue water, white water, and calm water adventure. Check out fish tips and trips online at fishtalkradio.com. Tune in for the all-natural attitude adjustment.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan. And we've got a little bit of a special treat today. We have our executive producer, the East of the Rockies, broadcast professional. You know what? I think that instead of trying to talk about Matt, I'll let Matt talk about himself. I'm sure he'd like to do that.
Oh, I don't know about that, John, but I'm flattered and I'm really honored to be able to be on your show, and I can't tell you what it means to be able to tell the world about the greatest fishing guy that I know and truly one of the greatest shows that's not only on broadcast radio but on internet radio as well. So it's a real pleasure and honor to be your guest.
You know what, Matt, let's just take a minute and talk about that. One of the things that Matt does, besides being a co-host on Fish Talk Radio, is he works with a company called WebTalkRadio.net. And Matt has put together a situation that Fish Talk Radio is able to work with WebTalkRadio.net, and it seems to be working out great.
It really is, John, and really what it's done for you is it's opened up a huge audience, an international audience, and Web Talk Radio is the brainchild of Matrix Media, based out of Chicago here where I'm located, and our president, Brad Saul, started internet radio and webtalkradio.net about 4 years ago, and it's really taken off, and it's exciting to be able to work. I currently work with about 55 shows, of which yours is one of them, and it gives people a forum and a way to communicate on a broader basis. So it's just great to be able to sit here in Chicago and to listen to your show through the podcast at webtalkradio.net, and it's happening all over the world, so the audience is huge, and it's just fantastic, and it's growing at
numbers,
a huge rate.
Yeah, after we've only got about 30 seconds, but after just 4 weeks on webtalkradio.net, I'm not sure I'm allowed to disperse these numbers, but apparently we had over 3,500 downloads last week.
That's correct, John, and the number keeps growing, and we're just super excited to be able to expose your knowledge to an international audience.
Well, we got a lot of stuff coming up. We're going to be bouncing around the world from Alaska to Florida to Baja and some very interesting places in between. So right now, we're going to take a quick break, so don't go very far. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio with John Hennigan and Matt.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Set on the magnificent Sea of Cortez, the Grand Heritage Resort and Spa at Marina Costa Baja is the first five-star resort in La Paz, Baja South. Overlooking a 250-slip marina and white sand beaches, enjoy two signature restaurants, a world-class destination for fishing or diving. Enjoy five-star elegance in the charming laid-back city of La Paz. Dock your boat and enjoy the Marina Village. Visit on the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
Brand new motor and boat with a bunch of fancy gear, crepe steaks, you know, and lures. Every style, type, and size. If you think that'll help, you're in for a surprise, because money can't buy school. You know the guys in me.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan with Matt Monroe, who is joining us from east of the Rockies. And it's a great perspective. We're talking to Mexico and I'm in Southern California, and it's a little bit cool back where Matt is right now, so we're getting him pretty excited about Baja. What we're going to try and do now is see if we can move over to Florida as soon as we get Captain Taco on the line. I think he's probably coming in off the water right now, so we'll have him on there shortly. But it's been a lot of fun so far, Matt.
Oh, it really has, and it's fun to just get the reports from all over the world from you, and it really it gets my blood pumping knowing, you know, that there's there's warm places to fish and great hospitality. And you know, as a guy stuck here in Chicago in the tundra of the Midwest, I can assure you that my bags are packed and I'm ready to go. And Captain Taco, who coincidentally we're going down to see in January.
Oh, really? I'll tell you what. Why don't I let you introduce Captain Taco? We've got him on the line.
I would love that. Captain Taco, Matt Monroe here in Chicago, along with John Hennigan. How are you, Captain?
Matt, John, how the heck you guys doing tonight?
Just keeps getting better.
We're doing great. Oh. I was just telling John that we're coming down to see you in January, my brothers and I, and we're taking Dad along to charter your boat, and we're going to see what we can do some damage out there and see if we can catch some of the fastest fish in the ocean, the wahoo.
There's a few of them around. We caught a couple just the other day. You can check it out on my site. I just wrote a nice story about them. You can see pictures of them. And in January, don't count out the sailfish because they are coming down just like the snowbirds, getting away from the cold.
You know, I don't want to jump in on this, but my understanding that the wahoo is the second fastest fish in the ocean, the fastest is a sailfish.
Yeah, you know, there's a debate over that. No one's really sure, but I will say this. They have found wahoo in the bellies of blue marlin. So there you go. Now we got a third one in there.
Nice.
Okay, you know, I've heard the blue marlin are awfully fast, too, so I think that goes to show something, doesn't it?
Yeah, either that or they catch them sleeping, one of the two. But either way, guys, I got to tell you, wahoo is one heck of a catch. I mean, it truly is a torpedo going through the water. And when you see these fish lit up next to the boat, they're just unbelievable colors, not to mention they are great on the table. I mean, some good eating, too.
Well, it sounds like the season keeps on going then. Is that right?
Yeah, we're pretty fortunate down here. We've got the Gulf Stream so close to us that they come migrating through. Right now, we're catching them a little better than we do the rest of the year, but we really do get our shots at wahoos pretty much all year long.
Yeah.
Hey, Captain, how are you fishing? Are you using primarily ballyhoo? Are you flying kites? Or how are you fishing at this time of year?
Oh, good point. Good point. This time of the year, we're doing a lot of kite fishing with live baits. It presents the bait as natural as you can possibly present it. And I got to tell you, guys, for the novice who's sitting on the boat, for them to watch a fish come up and track this bait, and I mean, everybody watches it like you're watching TV. It is the neatest way to do it. And like I said, the sailfish are coming down now, which is why we kind of tend to do a lot more kite fishing this time of the year, because we're a little selfish as fishermen. We really enjoy catching them. They are a hoot to catch. And so what we do is we put a little trace of wire near the hook.
Mm-hmm.
This allows us, when the wahoo does pop up, which has teeth like razors, we got a shot at him, too. It's pretty cool.
Captain Taco, give us a real quick website that we can get in touch with you. And, of course, you can always go to luxuryresorts.com and get in touch with that way that you work with. But go ahead and give us your website.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can check me out at tacohookedup.com. And you can check out my daily blogs. You can see the pictures of what we're catching. And feel free to give us a call or email us any questions or anything we can help you with as far as getting a hotel room or restaurants or what have you. Absolutely. We are your one-stop shop.
Luxury Resorts can take care of that. Thank you very much, Taco. I appreciate
that. Hey, guys, thank you.
You betcha. Now, Matt, I'm going to do something to make you feel a little bit better.
Okay.
We're going to go to Alaska.
Let's go.
Okay. We have Mark from D&M Charters on the line. Mark is a great guy, a good friend of mine, fished with him many times, and he's got an incredible operation on the Kenai Peninsula. Mark, why don't I let you kind of describe your operation?
Well, John, like you said, we always don't think it's incredible, but it really is. We sit right on the bluff overlooking the beach at Deep Creek, and as halibut fishing goes, it's probably the best, as far as I'm concerned, above Homer and Seward, in the way that we're only running maybe 30 to 45 minutes for fish, and we're not fishing real deep. We're fishing anywhere from 75 to 200 foot of water, and we overlook the beach, of course, where we launch the boats every day, and just, you know, we overlook...
Well, Mark, if you don't mind, let me kind of jump in a little bit, because I've fished with you a few times. When you say we launch the boats, that's a little bit different than what you might think of a ponger coming off the beach. You know, you've got these six-pack boats that are, I don't know what they weigh, but they're big. Very big. And they have a trailer with a loader that launches them into the surf. That's interesting, but the most interesting is when they come in. The first time I was on the boat, I think I was on with you, and I thought you'd lost your mind. They put the trailer in the surf, and then Mark kind of lines up the boat. It's kind of like an arrow, you know, in the quiver, trying to shoot the target. And then Thram rams the throttle down, and just when we hit the trailer, we had to have been doing 10, 15 knots. But if you don't do that, you get sideways in the surf, and you miss it, and you're toast. But it's a very that was the most exciting part of the trip.
Hey, Mark, is there ice there now? Are you all iced in, or how are you fishing?
Actually, the inlet itself, John, is not iced up yet. We've had some cold weather. We've had some 10 and 15 below zero already. But right now, it's actually a balmy 15 degrees, so we're looking pretty good. And, of course, all our lakes are froze up, and a lot of the rivers actually have ice in them. But generally, it's January before we really get a solid freeze on the rivers.
Well, Mark, one of the things that's important about where you are located, Alaska has different regulations in different areas. In southeastern Alaska, when we go up to Clover Pass, we fish primarily for salmon, but you're only allowed one halibut. But it's different down where you are.
We actually, we're in what they call Area 3A, which is encompasses Kodiak, Homer, Seward, Whittier, Valdez, Cordova, and as well as Danilchik. And we've been fortunate enough that we have a very large migration of fish coming into Cook Inlet, so we haven't devastated the fish like they have down in southeast. We're still allowed two halibut per day and four in possession, and of course, as you well know, John, once the fish come out of the water, get flayed, we vacuum pack, we freeze it, and get it ready. And once it's been flayed up, cut up into 1 to 1.5 pound pieces and vacuum packed, it's out of possession.
Mm-hmm.
So you can literally fish every day all summer long.
Well, you know, I've calculated on the times that we've been up there with you that you can go fish with Mark for free. The reason I say that is, first of all, he's very affordable, but when you come back with 100 pounds of frozen Alaska halibut with the value that it is, you've paid for your trip.
Mm. Hey, Mark, this is Matt Monroe here in Chicago. I have a question for you. Did Sarah Palin's Alaska have a good impact on you? Because I know she did a lot of fishing on the show.
Without a doubt, Sarah has done tremendously well for us. And I actually, my brother-in-law used to work with Todd, her husband, when he was up on the slope, up on the north slope. Just super people, super good people. And not to bring politics into this picture, but she says what she means and says it from her heart.
Yeah. Well, Mark, I'm looking forward. We're going to have to talk about putting a trip together this spring. Probably we talked about maybe June. So stay in contact with realfunadventures.com, and we're going to have put something together with that. Give us a website real quick. We're going to be moving on.
Our website is dnmcharters.com.
dnmcharters.com. And that's on the Kenai Peninsula in Soldovia. Soldotna.
In Soldotna. Yeah, okay. We're actually in the
Nilchik.
I
live
in Soldotna.
Okay. Thanks, Mark. It's very exciting, and Matt feels better already.
Yes, I do.
Okay. We're bouncing around. Let's go down to Southern California, about as far as Southern California as you can go. We're going to be talking to someone that works at the West Marine Superstore, that big new store in San Diego, and get a Southern California report from Dan Hart.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
It just keeps getting better. Give us an idea if there's anything going on down there.
Mainly, it's still rockfish. The local stuff is all rockfish right now. We've got a cold water in. The weather's been cool the last few days. So guys that are working the rockfish are doing okay. There's been guys hurting the bay for halibut and sand bass pretty hard. The halibut have been a few and far between. Sand bass fishing is pretty good when there's a decent tide going on in the bay.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what's going on right now.
Well, that doesn't sound so bad.
No, it's always something to catch around San Diego. You just got to make your adjustment and fish with what's here.
Right. Right. And then, of course, if somebody wants to stop in and do some Christmas shopping at West Marine, can't hurt.
We just hung our big Christmas flyer last night. We've got it rolled out, and our Christmas sale is going on right now. There's all kinds of fun stuff on sale right now.
Well, we've got people listening all over the United States, and West Marine has it pretty well covered.
Yeah, West Marine has it covered upside down, forwards and backwards. We're all over the U.S. and in Canada. So West Marine's got coverage for everybody that's shopping for Christmas. We got great stuff for your wives. We got some fleece blankets you can't believe. I bought one and took it home to my wife and made big points.
Mm-hmm.
Great for
we,
going on.
We've got one here in Chicago, John, at 627 West North Avenue, which is my favorite place to shop. And I just completed all my Christmas fishing for my brothers. And what an outstanding place.
Well, I never knew that they had that. But now, in the one that Dan works at, what's the address there, Dan? Or where do you look at it?
It's 1250 Rosecrans, right down by Shelter Island Drive in Point Loma. Right. It's 619-225-8844, or you can shop 24 hours a day at westmarine.com.
Perfect. Dan, another great job. We really appreciate that. Okay,
right,
we're going to take a real quick break, come back with Matt, and I think we're going to spend some time where the water's a little bit warmer one more time. So stay tuned. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio. This is John and Matt's show today.
Oh, yeah.
West Marine is America's favorite boating supply source. They've got thousands of items to keep your boat looking good and running like new. West Marine has an incredible selection of apparel and footwear for all your adventures on land and sea. Boats, motors, screws, fittings, the latest electronics, fishing gear, apparel, and friendly, knowledgeable staff. With locations nationwide, West Marine has all you need for fun on the water. Call 1-800-BOATING or log on to westmarine.com to locate the store nearest you.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
Those say that you're the best. Never seen you with a fish on here. Got a pole and a big old net. Never seen you get him wet.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan and Matt Monroe, who is our executive director, which is east of the Rockies in Chicago. And we're going to be going down to East Cape and of the East Cape of Baja California Sur at the Palmas de Cortez. We're talking to Chucky Van Wormer of the Van Wormer Resorts. And Chucky, as we've been saying, you know, we'd sure like to be down there now. Are you getting a lot of what we call the snowbirds starting to show up?
Snowbirds. Yeah, yes, indeed. But, you know, it wasn't a few days went by, and it was kind of chilly down here. It went down to the 60s. So it picks up again. It's nice, beautiful. And I guess a pretty good way to say it, when it's really bad up in your neck of the woods, it's really nice down here.
Now, Chucky, I know that in March you tend to have a little bit of, chubascos. And November, you get, a matter of fact, isn't the your other hotel designed for windsurfing in November?
Yes, right now we have the north winds, but you can pretty much look at when there's a low pressure in the four corners.
Yes.
It's going to be really nice.
Right. Well, of course, what you consider cooler weather is a little bit different. If it gets down into the 70s, you think that's cold.
It is for us. We're not used to the cool weather. You know, when you have like 80, 90 degree weather all year, when it gets down to the low, you know, high 60s or near 50s, it's cooling out for us. We got the big jackets on, and besides that, that's the only time of the year we can wear them.
Well, as a snowbird here in Chicago, what would be the best way to get to you?
Well, they can log into the website that you guys have, or fishwrapradio.com. We've got a link to you guys. Or they can call 877-777-TUNA.
Matt, let me kind of interject. One of the great things about the Van Wormer Resorts is they're very close to SJD, San Jose del Cabo Airport, and they have flights from direct flights from Texas, from the East Coast, from Chicago, and it's very, very easy to get to. You just fly right in there, and not only that, Chucky can arrange transportation that'll pick you up at the airport, take you to the resort for a very reasonable price, and the resort, you know, can be all-inclusive. It's so easy. And any time of the year, I recommend that if you're going to take a check bag, take an ice chest. Otherwise, you really don't need anything but T-shirts and shorts. Maybe in the long sleeve shirt, this, you know, as it gets cooler.
Mm, wow. You have me stripping off my Arctic parka, John.
Well, the great thing also is that the fishing changes, Chucky, but there's always something going on down there, isn't there?
The tuna bite's still good down by Gordon Banks, a little bit up north, and there's still marlin being caught up in the northern part area.
Okay. Chucky, I also know that this time of the year you put some great specials together, and again, the telephone number, we don't usually give telephone numbers out because people don't remember them, but this one you can remember.
It's 877-777-TUNA.
There you go, 877-777-TUNA. Thank you, Chucky. I can't wait to get back down there.
Okay, you too.
Okay. All right, well, now that we're down in southern Baja, just around the corner from us, we can go down to Cabo San Lucas, which is certainly one of the premier fishing areas in the world. It's billfished more striped marlin caught and released within 20 miles of the marina than any place in the world. Does that sound right, Michael?
That sounds about right.
Okay. Michael, with the Picante fleet in the marina in Cabo San Lucas, give us an idea what's happening.
Well, John, it looks like warm water's been pushing back out, and so our marlin have moved a little further out, but the tuna bite's been just spectacular. We've caught over 100 fish in the last couple of days. And
now, when you say we, is that the Picante fleet?
That's the Picante fleet. That's
wow,
correct.
100.
Wow.
100 marlin?
No, these are yellowfin tuna.
Oh, yellowfin. Oh, okay, sorry. Okay, right. Oh, that's right. Awesome.
Mm. Yeah, there have been boats catching 16, 20 tuna. So
how many boats do you have in your fleet, Michael?
Oh, we have 18.
Okay.
Unfortunately, they're not all going out. It's a little slow. We're starting to pick up now, and I think people are getting that holiday itch to come down here and do some fishing in our nice Cabo weather.
Right. Well, it certainly is legendary, and as a lot of people know, I'm a part-time resident of Cabo San Lucas, and I'd just as soon be there right now, especially when the tuna bite's going off. This last trip that I had down was, I guess it was just a couple of weeks ago, was one of the best I've had in years. And, of course, we went out with the Picante and caught fish, and the Picante fleet is, I think it's, you know, it's a value wise it's the best thing going. You have boats that are very affordable, but you go on up to the really high end boats. So if anybody really wants to go out with the best, Picante fleet has them. And if the Picante fleet is probably the foremost fleet in Cabo San Lucas, it's got to be one of the foremost fleets in the world, because, you know, that's where it's all at.
Yeah, we've got the biggest fleet of Cabo yachts in the world, and we're not afraid to go out looking for the fish.
Hey, it's Matt Monroe in Chicago. Are you doing any striped marlin fishing at this time?
Yeah, they are. But since the warmer water came back in, it's pushed the striped marlin a little further out.
It has, so people, okay.
So they're you know, honing in on the tuna that are closer, and like I say, they're doing some, having some tremendous days.
Mike, if somebody wants to get in touch with the Picante fleet or with you, how do they do that?
Well, you can find us online at www.picantesportfishing, that's P-I-C-A-N-T-E, for Picante, and or you can call us on the phone. You can call our office here in Cabo. You can reach us using our stateside number, which is 714-442-0644.
So it's picantesportfishing.com.
That's right.
Perfect. Thank you, Mike. I've enjoyed fishing with you this year, and I can't wait to get back down.
Looking forward to it, John.
Thanks, Mike. Okay, we're going to bring someone that we have not yet had on Fish Talk Radio, and I'm very anxious to find out. I've heard a lot of stories about the legendary bass fishing in Sinaloa, and we have apparently the premier operator, Terry Holland. Terry, again, why don't you give us an idea about your, say, operation or operations?
Well, how are y'all doing?
We have two operations in the state of Sinaloa, Lake Wheatus Lodge and Lake Bacharach Lodge, and currently the Lake Bacharach, without a doubt, is the best lake in Mexico, if not the entire world.
Well, give us a little bit more information about what type, now, the lake, and about the fishing. And I've heard of some stories that I know that people have gone down there where the locals that have been living there for, you know, for eons, you know, knew that the fish were there. And then they see these gringos coming down, going out and catching fish and then throwing them back in the water. And they go, well, what's this about?
Well, you know, that's always been a challenge. We've been down there for 20 years, and it's, you know, every day we try to educate them and preserving the resource. But we've been very instrumental in setting up administrations on the lakes to conserve the game fish. And that's currently what's turned the two lakes I'm on around and keeping the size of the bass very, very large. And I'm sure you've heard some of the stories, and they're true.
Hey, Terry, it's Matt Monroe in Chicago, and I just got a quick question for you. Are you having any bass tournaments there? And I understand that you're a destination for many, many celebrities and political figures as well, and you've got your own charter of aircraft. Is that correct?
That's right, Matt. We haul, on average, around 1,600 people a year into our destination just by private planes. And we've built landing strips, 5 minutes from our hotels, which is a really added benefit and bonus to our clients.
Now, my understanding, and I'm certainly know nothing about it, is a general rule when people want to go down and fish in, you know, the northern part of Mexico, it's very rustic. But this doesn't sound like that.
Well, we've kind of probably went a little overboard and built a couple of very nice hotels sitting right on the water's edge. It's as good as it can get considering the remoteness. We'd love to have you guys down.
Okay. Well, you better be careful, because Matt and I were just talking about that. Matt's in Chicago, and he's looking for any excuse to get into some warmer weather. By the way, give us an idea what the season is like and what the weather is like in your part of the world.
You know, today we're sitting here looking at 82 degrees.
Well,
that's about the same in Chicago, isn't it?
Yeah. No, it's more like 2 degrees in the snow.
Yeah. You know, so that we start fishing generally in October after the rainy season, and we will continue to fish up until July, and then that's when the rains start, and you're just not going to get much fishing time out there, and we shut the hotels down and send everybody back home, because most of our key people live about 2 hours from our hotels.
Interesting. So your season actually starts from the fall to the spring.
Correct. Correct.
You know, Terry, do you have any charters? Do you have any guides that would take people out?
Oh, absolutely. It's you know, when you come with us, everything's included: boat, motor, guide. You know, all your beverages. You know, and a beautiful view at the lodge when you get back in the evening, and great meals.
Well, my understanding is that you've got your own charter fleet, so you can actually pick somebody up in the States and take them directly to your resort, so they're under your care and custody and control the whole time and get pampered.
Absolutely. We keep airplanes on lease in Phoenix, El Paso, and the Metroplex of Dallas-Fort Worth.
Awesome.
And so you can, you know, the people that aren't already in those locations.
Terry, we're running out, but your website is realmexicanadventures.com?
It's mexicanadventures.com. Mexicanadventures.com.
Fantastic. Let's try this again, Terry. We appreciate it.
All right, we'll see you down there.
You're listening to Fish Talk Radio with John and Matt, and don't go too far.
West Marine is America's favorite boating supply source. They've got thousands of items to keep your boat looking good and running like new.
West Marine has an incredible selection of apparel and footwear for all your adventures on land and sea. Boats, motors, screws, fittings, the latest electronics, fishing gear, apparel, and friendly, knowledgeable staff. With locations nationwide, West Marine has all you need for fun on the water. Call 1-800-BOATING or log on to westmarine.com to locate the store nearest you.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
Dry fly, wet fly, anybody's guess. Got a knot in my leader and my line's all a mess.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. Matt, are we having fun today or what?
I got to tell you, John, I am so ready to pack my bags up and head to warmer locations.
Yeah.
Ice fishing is something you can do, but you know, here in Chicago, it gets old quick, and you know, we're famous for being snowbirds and heading down to southern mm-hmm. locations, and you've got me packing my bags today.
Oh, yeah, we've got all kinds of stuff going on. I think the most important thing to remember, even in Chicago, you don't have to put your fishing gear away. You might have to change things up a little bit and go to a different direction, and might have to drill a hole in the ice, but no matter where you are in the United States, there's some place that you can go fishing any time of the year.
You're absolutely right, and that's exactly what we do. And we take our huts and our TVs and our grills, and we make a go of it all winter long and mm-hmm. grab the kids, and we enjoy it. It's fantastic.
Right. Well, you know what? Let's see if we can get in touch with Scott Laseth. I think he's got a recipe for us that might be appropriate. Hey, Scott, what do you got?
Okay. Who doesn't like shrimp or crab sauce on fish? That just sounds good. And a lot of people are proud of their crab across the country. I know when I'm in the southeastern U.S., everybody likes blue crab. You know, we get the king crab. My all-time favorite is still the West Coast, the Pacific Dungeness crab. You use whatever you have. Start by heating a half cup of white wine, the juice of a lemon, and a chopped-up green onion in an uncovered saucepan over medium heat. You want to reduce that liquid down to just about a tablespoon, then stir in about a cup and a half of heavy cream. This is not a low-fat sauce. Add a couple tablespoons of butter. See, I told you. A half teaspoon of Dijon mustard. Heat all that mess. Simmer it over low heat for about 15 minutes. It's going to thicken the sauce up. Crank the heat up to medium. Add a dash of Tabasco and at least a cup of uncooked chopped shrimp or crab. And just heat until the shrimp or the crab is warm. It takes about 3-4 minutes. Stir in some fresh chopped parsley. Season the whole mess with salt and pepper. If you can imagine, you've got a nice piece of fish, whether it's grilled, sautéed, broiled, and then you spoon some of this creamy shrimp or Dungeness crab sauce over the top. Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Oh, Matt, that sounds like comfort food, doesn't it?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, my mouth is watering. That sounds absolutely delicious.
Great. Well, there's a lot of fish out there to be had, that's for sure. And, you know, of course, the crab this time of the year is certainly something that be considered. But let's kind of, well, first of all, we're going to do a little bit of a wrap-up of where we've been today. But let's mention again, webtalkradio.net.
That's it, John, and it's a pleasure to have you on the network, and let everybody know that the show can be downloaded from iTunes as well. So if you missed any segment or any part, feel free to jump on to iTunes and make sure that you download the show there, or webtalkradio.net, where you can see your page, your host page, and John Hennigan's Fish Talk Radio.
Well, we do have Listen on Demand on fishtalkradio.com, which most of the programs can be heard in their entirety. But you don't have to be sitting in front of your computer to download and play it anytime you want.
Oh, it's great. I just love nothing more than being able to listen to you riding the bus or taking a taxi or back and forth from the airport or wherever I am in my busy schedule here in Chicago to know mm-hmm. that you're just a click away.
There you go. Well, Real quickly, we've been to Florida. Mark in Alaska, we're looking forward to doing a trip up there, and we're going to get some more information on that pretty quick. Southern California, the bite's looking good. And obviously, Mexico is great. And that was interesting about the Terry that we just had on from Mexican Adventures, because you know, it's kind of an all-inclusive thing. But we're down to about 30 seconds. So, Matt, I really appreciate you coming on. And if you don't mind, wouldn't mind having you back again once in a while.
I'll tell you, it would be my pleasure, and one of the greatest guys I've had the pleasure of working with, and it's a pleasure to be your executive producer here in Chicago. And I welcome any opportunity to be able to jump on your show.
Well, I think you mentioned you're going to Florida, but we got to get you down to Baja here pretty quick.
It's in my plans this winter.
Okay, you're listening to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan with Matt Monroe, and catch us next time. Have a good holiday.